This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the anti-aging and skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Marie Bertrand, the president and owner of Skin Science, a clinic that provides unbiased, ethical, and science-based skincare recommendations for both women and men. Marie, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for your invitation.
Hey, you're more than welcome. So your career began in cancer research, from what I understand, in Washington, D.C. at the National Cancer Institute, and you made the switch to educating others about skincare. What motivated you to make the switch?
Well, the first thing you should know is that I'm actually a microbiologist and a skin scientist, and I did do some research and internship at the National Institute of Health back slightly after the attacks of 9/11, actually. I was living in D.C. Doing my internship, and, you know, as a type A personality, you just go, 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 and you do what you have to do. But deep down inside, I really liked the theory behind, you know, cancer research and microbiology and cell biology, but I was absolutely miserable being in a lab. I just, you know, talking to my Petri dish was not my idea of a self-expressed life that I loved. So I remember one day waking up and washing my face and at the sink and looking into my eyes and finding this, you know, type A personality woman, very results orientated, doing everything with excellence, being completely miserable in a research setting. So I said to myself, if I die tomorrow, I'm going to die completely unhappy and unfulfilled. And I said, what is it that I want to do? What is it that is just truly a passion for me? And what's a passion for me is communication, educating people about their skin specifically, because I had a lot of skin issues in my past, hormonal acne and really, really bad skin. So I really found I needed to kind of look inside and really find a place where I could use my microbiology, my cell biology, the cancer research that I had done, and apply it to a place that I really enjoyed and I was thriving. I actually started Skin Science back in 2007, actually, and I started it to really create a place for people where they could turn to for unbiased and, as you said, scientific skincare recommendations. And we've been open for almost 8 or 9 years now, and we've been really thriving in helping people reach their full potential when it comes to skin health.
As the founder of Skin Science, what does it mean to be a skin scientist, and what makes skin science different?
Mm-hmm. So that's a very good question, actually. So back in 2007, I actually had a conversation with a dermatologist. Now, here in Canada, healthcare is free, but that also means that a lot of the specialist doctors have extremely long wait lists, and they see a lot of patients in a day. So I had this conversation with this dermatologist who actually told me that he was seeing about 100 patients per day. So I made the calculation, and 100 patients per day is 3 to 4 minutes per patient. So I went back to him and I said, doctor, how can you educate your patients on, you know, how to take care of their skin if you only have 3 to 4 minutes per patient? And he said, Marie, I don't. I walk in the room, I look at the patients, I ask a couple of questions, I write a script, and, you know, I give the prescription and I say, I'll see you in 3, 6, 12 months, you know, see you later. So then I realized that I had a breakthrough in understanding that there was a niche market that was not answered in skincare. So on one side, you had dermatologists who have the knowledge, extensive knowledge of skin, but have no time and to educate. And on the other side, you have, you know, estheticians and other skin, you know, therapists. And don't get me wrong, some of them really know their stuff, but they don't usually generally, they have the luxury of time, but they don't have a deep understanding of the cellular and scientific and genetic mechanism behind skin health and skin disorders. So this is when I decided to actually use my strengths and my knowledge and use the opportunity to fill that niche with a place where women and men could turn to get educated on their skin, because everybody's DNA is different. Everybody's skin is different, so everybody should have a customized skincare specifically designed for them. So what it means to be a skin scientist is really to have that knowledge, that strong knowledge of science, to work with the dermatologist prescription as need be, and to take the skin to another level. So it's not only a spa or relaxation. It's really to say, listen, let's use science and be accountable for seeing results and tracking your skin on a long-term basis so that we ensure that it's at its best, healthiest state.
There are so many anti-aging products on the market, as you are aware. What would you recommend, and why, and when should people start actually using anti-aging products?
That's another excellent question. I can tell you that I have done thousands of skin analysis in my life. True skin science. I mean, I've been to the Oscars. I have done thousands of skin analysis. And I can tell you two things that I really learned throughout that journey. The first thing is that everybody ages differently. What works for one person might not work for the other. Everybody ages differently. How does that look? So it looks like fine lines and wrinkles. It can be lack of firmness. It can be redness. It can be thinning of the skin, drying of the skin, brown spots, and sun damage. So everybody has a combination or all of those symptoms. The second thing that I realized as well is that not all wrinkles are created equal. Some wrinkles are created, you know, are people will have a tendency, it's going to be more collagen related or more fiber related. Other people will age because they have more inflammation naturally inside of their bodies and genetically. Other people, it's going to be because of glycation. Anyways, everybody ages differently, and not all wrinkles are created equal. This is why it's extremely important to perfectly customize your skin products to what you see. So a lot of times I see patients coming to me and they say, Marie, I bought this product at the drugstore or at the department store. It worked really well for my neighbor, and she has fabulous skin. And I tried it, and I'm on my third jar, and I don't see a big improvement. So very often what I see is people not necessarily addressing the skin aging symptoms through their skincare. So they come to me and they say, Marie, I want to work on my brown spots. I want to work on my age spots. This is my focus. This is my main concern. And all they have is a sunscreen and, like a hydrating product at night. You cannot expect to work on, you need to have a multifaceted approach in order to address each sign of aging. For example, if you want to work on your brown spots, you need to have a three-pronged approach. You need to have intelligent exfoliation. You need to have lightening, which will work, and not, bleaching, but lightening, which will work on the actual production of the pigment that makes up the brown spot. And you need to have a specific type of, and quite high, of sunscreen. So a lot of people come to me because they want to take the guesswork out of skincare, because they've tried, many things and thousands of dollars getting results for their money. They turn to me and they say, listen, you're my last resort, and can you help me build something that is fully customized? Having said that, having a multifaceted approach to healthy aging includes a lot of different steps. It can potentially include a lot of different steps. So we're talking about intelligent exfoliation, for example. So that's not a scrub. That's using a molecule that will actually give your skin a workout, right? Give your skin a workout, so boost the renewal of the superficial layers of the skin. You also want to have an approach that is antioxidant. So we've heard a lot in the past years about fighting free radicals. So fighting free radicals with antioxidant molecules. You want to have a sunscreen, of course. Not all sunscreens are created equal. Which one is the best for you? So for some people, it's the mineral sunscreens. For some people, it's the chemical sunscreens. It also depends on the fluidity. We want to address inflammation. So this is something that is very, that it's fairly new in skincare, is the inflammation. Inflammation actually causes aging, and glycation as well is another thing that we want to address. One last thing that is extremely important for healthy skin, no matter what signs of aging you see, is to go and work on stem cells, on your own skin stem cells. And this is research that is actually quite new. There are beautiful products out there that actually go and will work on making your stem cells, healthier so that you can have a skin that functions better over time.
Very helpful information so far today. We are speaking with Marie Bertrand, the president and owner of Skin Science, a clinic that provides unbiased, ethical, and science-based skincare recommendations for both women and men here on eHealth Radio's Anti-Aging and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Marie, we hear a lot about stem cell research and skincare lately. Tell us about how stem cell research has come into the skincare space.
So in the dermatology world, you've got what we call the gold standards. And our gold standards are the following. They're vitamin A, like retinoids. They're vitamin C, the glycolic acid, the salicylic, the peptides, and also, of course, UV protection is an important kind of gold standard for anti-aging. We hear a lot about plant stem cells. Plant stem cells are extremely important for skin health. The first plant stem cell was actually an apple stem cell, and it came from an apple that is known for its longevity and capacity to stay fresh and remain fresh for a very long time. So the introduction of plant stem cells in skincare actually leads to a different kind of skin regeneration. So for a long time, we've worked, kind of superficially, on exfoliating, trying to make, having an anti-aging through exfoliation only, to sunscreen only, but it's much more than that. Stem cells are very important in the skin. They're an important part because they are what I call the mother cells. They are the mother cells. They are the cells that will make all other cells in our skin. So they're with us for all our lives, so we need them. We need to take care of them. They need to stay healthy. They need to stay energetic and more vibrant. And by treating the skin and applying plant stem cells on our skin, we actually help our own stem cells be healthier, more energetic, and more vibrant. The advantage of plant stem cells is that they're all natural. They target specific skin concerns. They are antioxidants. They induce better cell turnover of the skin. They reduce fine lines and wrinkles. They even out the skin tone. They also offer a support to UVA and UVB protection. Beautiful thing about stem cells is that we have many different sources of stem cells, natural once again, that do different things. So, for example, we have apple stem cells, like I just mentioned, but we also have great stem cells that can have an antioxidant and a UV protection properties. We have rose stem cells that also help at the epidermis level. We have lilac stem cells that are anti-inflammatory, help, improve facial redness, help improve the inflammation that is associated with acne. Gardenia stem cells as well offer a stabilized form of ferulic acid and are important in collagen production and the protection of the collagen as well. Now, one company that has set very, very high standards for plant stem cells in skincare is a company called DermaQuest. And DermaQuest has a line of products that is called 3D, the 3D stem cell line. So it's a stem cell line that actually has included in there stem cells and different blend of peptides for skin rejuvenation and skin working on the different layers of the skin, if you want. Plus, they have amazing textures. They really do give visible results. My favorite products in the stem cell world are DermaQuest 3D HydroFirm serum, which is a serum that has, once again, different types of stem cells, and it has peptides as well, and it really helps to rebuild the skin from the inside. And they also have a complex that is absolutely beautiful, the 3D complex that works more like a moisturizer, very lightweight. These products are the gold standard when it comes to skincare research and to skincare products. They are best sellers at my clinic. People come back after a couple of weeks and they are blown away with the results that they can get from, you know, stem cell, those stem cell products. So making a stem cell product is actually quite complex. And DermaQuest is really it hit the nail on the head. They have done absolutely fabulous stem cell products that are available on the market now.
Many individuals do not know the severity of protecting their skin from the sun before a significant amount of damage is already made to their skin. I would be actually personally one of those folks that would fall into that category. What are the best services or products for people with sun-damaged skin?
Once again, a very interesting question. I have people coming over to me, and everybody basically has, you know, different levels of sun damage when they show up, whether they're 20 years old or 60 years old or 80 years old. Everybody has a certain amount of sun damage. And what a lot of people don't know is that that sun damage, if we track it through with a UV camera, we can actually improve the visible and the underlying sun damage. In terms of the products that you need. So I always say that taking care of your skin is like running a marathon. It's the little things that you do on a daily basis that will really make a difference in the long term. Our marathon represents our skincare products. So when you want to work on skin, on sun damage, and you want to reverse the sun damage, you need to have a three-step approach. The first step is intelligent exfoliation. The second step is lightening, and the third step is a light but high SPF that is mineral because it's just healthier for the skin. Along with that, at night you will want to have some form of vitamin A in your routine, like a retinol, for example, or a retinaldehyde or a retinoic acid. So if you have that kind of marathon, you have that kind of four-step, three-step approach plus the retinol, you're going to start to reverse the sun damage. Of course, reversing sun damage is also about, and preventing sun damage is also about the lifestyle that you have, right? So you want to stay out of the sun. You want to remain, out of direct sunlight between 10 and 2. Wear your sunscreen daily, you know, wear your sunglasses because the sun has an effect on the eyes as well, and wear a hat as well if possible as much as you can. In terms of great products to reverse sun damage, like the three-step approach I was talking to you about, the DermaQuest DermaClear Serum, it's a beautiful serum that offers intelligent exfoliation. The Skin Bright Serum will go and work on, you know, helping even out the skin and lightening brown spots and age spots that are caused by the sun and also that can be caused by hormones. The Zinc Clear, which is an SPF 30 that is fully mineral, that is anti-inflammatory and helps prevent and also to a certain extent correct the sun damage is important, and of course to have a retinol product to go along with that. When it comes to doing procedures, you can do what I call my sprints. So the sprints are procedures that you can do to accelerate results, so get better results faster. It doesn't replace your marathon. It needs to be done in conjunction with your products and in conjunction with the marathon. Procedure that help with sun-damaged skin, we talk about, for example, IPL photofacials, a type of light-based treatment that actually reverses sun damage and helps with brown spots and unevenness, discoloration that are browns or reds. Dermaplaning, which is an advanced form of microdermabrasion, kind of the latest form of microdermabrasion, very healthy for the skin, kind of a deeper exfoliation to the skin to have a clean slate. And also, of course, peels. So there are many different types of peels in the market, from kojic to retinoic acid to vitamin C to Jessner's, that can be perfectly adapted to the type of sun damage and the extent of the sun damage that the patient is showing. So if somebody wants to work on their sun damage, I always tell them, don't be discouraged. There are things that we can do to reverse it. And if you have your marathon, your products, and you have your procedures, chances are we will be very successful in reversing the sun damage.
And that's certainly good news. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, Marie, or a final tip for the listeners along the lines of what we have been discussing today?
Once again, you know, everybody ages differently. Not all wrinkles are created equal. If you are interested in having more information, you can go on my blog, on my website. My website is www.skinscience.md. As well, on the website, you also have a shop where you can shop for different kinds of skincare products, including the DermaQuest products that we talked about today. It is important. Our skin is our largest organ. It's obviously the only one that we have. It's important to take proper care of it. Stop wasting money on products that don't work and take the guesswork out of skincare by visiting our website and getting informed about skin.
Once again, it's skinscience.md. Marie, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much for this valuable information.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Marie Bertrand, the president and owner of Skin Science, a clinic that provides unbiased, ethical, and science-based skincare recommendations for both women and men. And once again, the website of reference is skinscience.md. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the anti-aging and skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.